It is time for us to check sports. And in sports, we'll start off with the NFL. Two Monday night football games. There was no Manning cast because there were games on ESPN that began at 7:15 and a game that began at 8:30 on ABC, even though ABC and ESPN are one of the same. The National Football League has really gotten greedy. We used to have football just on Sunday and two networks. And then they extended it to Monday night football and include three networks. And then it included Thursday night football, and that now includes a fourth network. So you've got games on NBC, CBS, and also on Amazon Prime. Now, Monday Night Football, which is ABC, obviously wasn't enough for them for one game, so they've added two games, one on ESPN and one on ABC. So now you have the football week begins on a Thursday, then continues on Sunday, and two more games on Monday. You see where we're going here? We're going to have football 7 days a week one of these times. But anyway, last night, the Bills crushed the Titans 41-7, and the Eagles moved to 2-0 to join the Giants atop the NFC East, defeated the Vikings 24-7. All right? In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Guardians really have taken the Twins and take them out of the equation this past weekend. They defeated the Twins 11-4, the Mariners over the Angels 9-1, the Astros over the Rays 4-0, the Marlins over the Cubs 10-3, the Tigers over the Orioles 11-0, the Braves over the Nationals 5-2, the Mets defeated the Brewers 7-2, and the Giants defeated the Rockies 10-7, and the Dodgers over the Diamondbacks by a score of 5-2. Now take all that into what it means in the standings. And what it basically means in the standings is the following. The Yankees, who did not play last night, and Toronto, who did not play last night. The Yankees have a 5.5 game lead over Toronto, a 6.5 over Tampa Bay. Now, Toronto and Tampa Bay still hold the wild card slots in the American League. Cleveland now has a 4-game lead over Chicago, 7 games over Minnesota in the AL Central. In the AL West, Houston has a 15-game lead over Seattle. All right. Now, Seattle is tied for the wild card slot with Toronto and Tampa Bay, so we'll have to see how that works out. Baltimore really now is kind of back. They're 5 games back in the wild card. Over in the National League, the Mets have a game lead over Atlanta. Atlanta is one of the wild card teams that is in right now. They're in. They're got an 11.5 game lead. Now, Philadelphia is still involved in the wild card chase. In the National League Central, St. Louis is a leader by 8.5 games. And out west, the Dodgers have a 21-game lead. So that's what that looks like right now. All right? That is the pennant chase, as it might be. The Astros clinched the American League West. And they have clinched also the first-round bye to the American League Division Series. So that means whoever faces the Astros are going to have the home field advantage, which is big. Scherzer had a real big game last night. All right, now on the schedule for today, a few folks that want to know, locally, the teams that are in action, the Red Sox are at the Cubs. The Yankees are home against the Pirates. The Mets are at the Brewers. So that's what the local teams look like for today in Major League Baseball. And last night, it was a wild game in Buffalo. The Bills really, really, really look good. The Titans really, really look bad. And they're now 0-2. They lost to the Giants. They're not in a New York state of mind. They lost to the Giants, and now they lost to Buffalo. Of course, in Philadelphia, they're now 2-0. Tom Brady has panned the suspension of Mike Evans for that fight in the Bucks-Saints game. But he came in from afar. And I know he was protecting his quarterback. But when you come in and you join a fight, it's you're doomed for a suspension. Kirk Cousins, who was had the, once the bright light from Minnesota, is now taking criticism on the big-time level. On social media, the Vikings lost. He had 3 interceptions last night. And you can look this up on Google or YouTube, but it was funny. Eli Manning tried out for Penn State football as a guy by the name of Chad Powers. And Penn State had no clue it was Eli Manning. Manning was disguised with long mustache and also made him look like he was like a homeschooled Pennsylvania prospect. Proof of that was seen before Manning went through the workouts talking to some of the prospects and asking questions like, "Are you nervous?" He ran the 40-yard dash, and though his flow and form looked impeccable, the coaches didn't seem impressed with the 5.49-second result. And he really does not look like Eli Manning. But when they started throwing the football around, Manning showed why he was able to play for 16 seasons. One coach asked him while he warmed up what team he played for. He said that his mom household schooled him, and he was also coached by his coach. Very believable. Manning looked to complete his passes and go through the drills nicely, but unfortunately, Powers failed to make the team. I love Eli. You got to love Eli. I'm sorry. He doesn't take himself seriously and does that. All right, that is our check on sports this morning on The Breakfast Club.